Focus session number 16700 Real 2.
This is Smith Regal 2. You were just about to say when there were only three of you left.
Yes. Yes. I suppose I've missed lots of incidentals in between having 40 men on a raft, and the next minute I told you there was three. Lots of things happened, which lots of things I just can't remember. It's only like personal little things on the raft. We had to lay bodies of chaps who dead, try to in the bottom of the raft, and even crisscross them, you know. And so there's an awful lot of things that I just can't remember all the little incidentals, right? Such as I eventually had a watch off a chap. You could feel it going under the water, or you could see it on his wrist clearly, you know, and it was still going on the watch, and it was eventually handed to me to save, and if I survive, to pass it on to this person. Oh, it was the ship's. It was the ship's parson. We had to throw him over, like a lot of bodies. We threw over the side, including the ship's parson, and it was his watch that eventually I passed on when I was picked up on Faroe Island, and I passed it on, and I found later it was handed to the people, the family of the parson. And I must say, I added a little. It was the ship's parson on third. I know I may have jumped a bit, but that's the way it's got to be. I always remember this words, and I believe it's in print in the book, where I said, I never thought I'd read my words again, but I did say to this parson that if you see his family, the ship's parson, to tell them that he died with great dignity. And I never thought all these years that I'd hear those words again, or read about them anyway.
Did he die with a dignity?
He died, just died. Probably hunger, and they were visibly just dying, those who didn't. Most of them just died, and if they drank salt water, they start frothing and bubbling at the mouth, and their eyes are gone then. And that's really when you know they're going. Their eyes are going. And some of them.
You mean they become blind?
I was blind for a while. Oh, I'd say about her. It was blind. It was like white spots, just like white spots all over my eyes. And I thought, well, there's nothing I can do here. I just sat and I closed my eyes for as long as I could. I never said anything. I just thought, well, I'll just close my eyes. And for how long, I can't tell, but it was a long time. And then I opened my eyes and I could see quite clearly, and it never happened again, which is delighted to see. But, yes, all white, white spots, that's all, both eyes. Somebody said snow blindness later on. Maybe that's the same effect, I don't know. Because the weather wasn't good, you know. It was raining and God knows what. And you're up and down, you know.
But did some of them become completely blind?
Pardon?
Did some of them become completely blind?
No, I don't think so. No, I appear to be the only one like that, for some reason or other. Oh, I meant to tell you when the tape ran out, that one side of the raft I observed about, 8 or 10 whales. And they were about, say, 3 times the distance to over the road, 3 times, quite clearly, you know. And there was it must have been a family because there was young ones. And, but they just stayed there like as if a couple of fellas says, what are we going to do now if they attack us or something, you know. And I said, as far as I know, my knowledge, they are not harmful creatures at all, well, because we were only boys ourselves. But I'd always read that they were quite, for all their size, quite harmless, even friendly. But anyway, all of a sudden, they stayed with us for a few hours, and then all of a sudden they just disappeared. Never saw them again. We did see some, on the third day, I'd say about the third day, we did see some aircraft, one or two aircraft in the distance, but they never seen us.
Was there any way of signalling to them?
Pardon? Oh, there's nothing to signal with. We had nothing else.
What about these fish? Did anybody catch any?
Oh, we put our hands up. Oh, we tried to... We had a bit of a paddle. There was a paddle, but it was a broken paddle. And it was only the... It must have been... Somebody must have... and it broke. And the paddle broke. And that was on the raft. Well, what we did... As soon as we put our hands above, we all had to go to try and catch these. But as soon as we near the water, they just shied away, only round about. But and then they'd come back again, swarm round. And we'd have another go, but there's no chance. And then a seagull came. A seagull came, just one. We never saw it, only just one. Probably only having a rest, really. And it there's only the three of us, and at one end of the raft, and it just landed on the raft. And we tried to nobble that. I tried several times. As soon as we got the paddle up in the air, or it was the wood, really, of the paddle, and it was away. And it flew around, landed on again. So in the end, we just left, and then it just flew off. Oh. It was a bad time on the raft. Lots of incidentals, but that's... I don't see the point in talking about that.
How did you pass the time?
All reminiscent of... more, what would my mother do without me? You know, I was only one of three kids. sad on me, I used to think. Bad luck on the wife, my mother. And weighing up what I'm going to miss most if I don't survive. And one of the things that is really clear to me is that I wouldn't see any more green fields, the green of the grass, you know, the countryside. Not there was any countryside where I lived, but nevertheless, I had seen it, and I always loved it. And that was what I was going to miss.
Was there any singing?
Any
singing on the raft?
Singing? You see, that's some of the thing I missed earlier. I'd always heard in things I'd read in the past that sailors sing on a when a ship is going down. Well, I forgot to tell you earlier that men did sing right when they went while the ship was actually sinking, and there was many hundreds of men in the water by the ship. There were several attempts. You can't get in unison, can you? You know, it's not like a choir that you could hear voices in certain singing. But there's one song, the usual one, there were several hundred trying to sing it, that was Abide With Me, and they did sing it for so long. And that was a memory, I'd forgotten about that.
Did you sing it yourself?
Oh, yeah. What I could sing, I didn't even know the words of it. But, oh, yes, and that filled me with a bit of... I'd always heard that, and I always noted to myself, what a lovely thing to sing when you're under such conditions. And I'd only read about it, but I was part of it, you know, lovely.
What was the worst thing? Was it the lack of water, or... the fact that your legs were submerged, or what?
You didn't feel your legs. The fact is, we knew we had to have water. You know you've got to have water to live. Although I was only young, I realised that you've got to have some water. So, it was a case... It was only just one of patience, really, and a wait and hope that you weren't going to get picked up. Of course, the longer it went, you know. And of course, when there was only three left, that gave you the sign that all those other fellows were dead then. And they were kind of sinking the raft with the dead weight. So we made a decision to dump some of the bodies over the side. And, because I think it was leaking the raft, you know. But with the dead weight, when we come to a wave, you were going through the wave. If you know what I mean, you were going through it instead of riding it. So that means there must be a leak somewhere. So the dead weight of the buyers, I'm afraid, we made a decision to get shut, and which we did do. Took quite a while because it was a physical effort, you know. But we left. We could do no more, and I think there was about six fellows in the bottom of the raft, and we left them there.
Who were the other two?
Oh, I can't remember. Only one is a chap, a Devon boy, around there. He was a leading seaman. And another chap, I never knew his name. He was a stoker. But I didn't even know his first name.
But did you not get to know each other quite well?
No. No, I don't know. No, I don't think we had much time to get, you know, really get. No. We were... What you had to stop was going to sleep. The cold and everything else. And on the raft, you're huddled. You tend to want to go to sleep. And that's the worst thing you can do. I knew that, but you couldn't stop trying to go to sleep. But anyway, had, I believe, the cult, reading later on in life. That's one of the big things, is going to sleep in cold conditions anywhere. If you don't wake up, if you do.
Do you think the others died in their sleep?
Oh, no. No, not necessarily. Oh, I don't know how the other... The others died. They just... they're in a bad way, physically. Lack of everything else. And the cold. Oh, I've no doubt. The cold and everything else. They just... died. Some of them just went back in the world and... You know, some of them saw things, another that, there's so-and-so. There was nobody there, you know, and just went over that. It's no good you trying to pull them back. They'd gone, you know.
Did you lose hope? Did you lose hope?
No, no, I wouldn't say that, no. We did... No, I never lost hope. None of us did. We were just hoping to get picked up, that's all.
Did you pray?
No. That was one of the things. I thanked the parson for when I said he died with great dignity. One of the things I was glad of, that he didn't start preaching to us. Does that give you... You know, I wouldn't have liked that.
Was that because you didn't believe in God?
I've seen nothing to help me start believing in God. I never did from a very young age. I was brought up in a Catholic family, actually. But the older I grow as a kid, I seem to see anything in this. Just one of those things I grew up with. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but it's just a fact.
Were you keeping lookout all the time for help?
I was trying to spot something. Oh, yeah. Even on the last day, this is, of course, this is all another story, or part of it. We spotted this ship, and later on, as we proved, which is another story, we learnt later on, that there was a little look for us. When I say that, there was other ships in the area, naval ships, and we were told that King Haakon and the people from Norway were on this cruiser, and with the Sharnas and the other one knocking round, maybe they didn't look too close for us, you know, on account of the danger. I've heard that voice several times at the time, during that period, later on when we got picked up.
Did you see any other ships that passed you by?
No ships passed us by, no. Part of the one that picked us up.
Were there any other Carly floats near to you?
Yes. We bumped into one on the last few hours. We bumped into one. There was a couple of fellas on there, you know, so we tied up with them.
You joined together?
And there was a couple on one. I've forgotten whether we tied up to one another. I think we did. I think that cross was on one. You know that cross you're talking about. That was shortly before we got picked up. Oh no, I forget whether we tied up or not. No, I'm not certain of that. Maybe my memory's a bit hazy then. No, I'll tell you why. Because when we got picked up, I remember we knew there was a ship, a small ship, coming towards us. Not very big, you know. And we'd already said there was only the three of us. Yeah, that's the point. There was only the three of us. And we'd said that if it's a German ship, wouldn't go aboard. We were going to, cast adrift and wouldn't be taken aboard. Just something we'd talked about. And eventually they, over the side, and they were helping us up, and I said it myself and the other two lads, "Are you German?" Oh, they were speaking to us. Oh no, they were speaking to us, which to us was a foreign language. And we thought, well, it's obviously German. We thought, that far gone now, we might as well. And I don't want to fancy going to a prisoner of war camp. If we got there, this is how the mind is speaking. And anyway, when they spoke to us, they were speaking in this language, and we thought, oh Christ, they're automatically German. And anyway, this fella said on the ship, "No, Norwegian, you know, no Norwegian." So it was only then on that we decided to, we couldn't use our legs at all. And they dragged us aboard. That was an awful thing, trying to get you. Excuse. But anyway, we were taken aboard. Oh, that was bad.
Why?
Not that. They couldn't do enough for us, but there was nothing they could do for us. One of your troubles is when you've been laying, you're stiff with the cold, and when the circulation starts to come back to your body, you know, that's when the pain starts. You know, when the blood starts to get through your body. And that's when that pain in your body was terrible. That was terrible, that. But anyway, we're there. We were taken, which we found out later, to Faroe Island. I didn't even know there was such a place.
How did they get you on board?
They just dragged us from the water. It was just a case of dragging you up, because we couldn't move.
With their arms or with ropes?
Oh, with their arms. Oh, only with the... Oh, yeah. Pulling you. Oh, aye. That was the only way they could do it.
How big was the ship?
Well, the tonnage, very small. It's just, I would say, like a tugboat.
Was it a fishing vessel?
No, I think it was a little cargo boat. It wasn't a fishing vessel, no. It was a Norwegian ship with a little Norway. There was only about three or four on it. So it gives you an idea how big it was.
So they didn't have to pull you up very high?
No, not really. But we couldn't help them. We were that bad, you know. But they got us there anyway. They got us there. And then when we found out when we got on it, there was a few of our lads. They told us then in their broken English, when, you know, it's all right. That is one of the things they said to us before we got pulled up. He said, "It's all right, we've got some of your mates aboard from RAF. Some of them there's only one on, some with only two on, or three. You know, and others, RAFs. It must have been all within an area, you see. When this run across us, they only run across us, you know. We're lucky there."
Do you think they were hunting for survivors?
Well, yeah, when they picked up one. Well... If you come across one, Well, they might say, well, there's a lot here in the area. So whether they were, they picked up a lot, were quite a few. Well, there wasn't many, was there? Was only 35, the whole lot, like.
Were you lying on the deck?
They took us down below. There was no room on the ship for, you know, no beds for anybody, you know. It's a case of sitting or lying round. And then with the bit of warmth below, that's when the pain started, and there was some cries from men, you know, big grown men, not crying, but the pain. And it's nothing you could do, you know. And all we were crying for was water. We couldn't make it, all we were saying, water. And in the end, it's nothing to laugh about, you know. But in the end, we said, water. And it seemed to a long while before we could get a drop. And their word is Varten. And that's all we wanted, it was Varten. And all it meant was water. We were going mad for a drink. We were dying of thirst. And that was the biggest thing, of dying of thirst. That's what I forgot. The word, I'd forgotten about that. Everybody was mad with thirst. Well, you do go mad if you're thirsty.
So did they give you water?
Yeah, we got water, yeah. We got water. We got told not to drink too much, you know, at first, which is sensible anyway.
Did the water do you any good, do you think?
Well, when you say good, we were dying of thirst, so it was like nectar, wasn't it, you know.
But did anybody suffer from drinking the water?
No, well, not to my knowledge. We weren't, people were in different places, you know.
Did they give you anything to eat?
No, I don't think so. I've got nothing to eat. No, I can't recall that. I don't think they had anything to eat, or very little. Not to give to all that many men.
Were you grateful to them?
Oh, always. I've been grateful to this day. I haven't forgotten them. Oh, I have to have a memory of them. I have a memory of another thing. I don't know the bad, he could be dead, I don't know. But a bomber came over this thing that picked us up, this little ship. A German bomber came, and they gave us the full run, and I could see through the open door. It's coming head on for us. Low, only about 20 foot, this bomber. And it come right past us. And we can see very clearly, we can see the faces of the pilots, you know, the navigator. And he went round. And he came back again, and I thought, well, this is it. But in the meantime, a fella dashed out, one of the Norwegians, and he had an ordinary rifle.